Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
But you already know that because you're a patron and you're awesome and you like to fly dragons across Westeros and then sometimes give us donation support, which we really appreciate. Speaking of awesome patrons, we have an awesome patron of this very podcast on Geek History Lesson Extra right now. We have Nina Friel with us. Nina, welcome.
Woohoo!
Yes. Now, Nina, you have been one of our early supporters, and I really appreciate that. But you also have proved yourself as a Game of Thrones expert, so that's why we had you on our House Lannister episode. And the reason why we're having you on the Geek History Lesson Extra is because you dropped some massive revelations.
Revelations.
Revelations and revelations to us. So much so that I can't say that word.
Revelations about how revelations is pronounced.
There you go. That was a big one. And so I thought it would be really cool to talk to you about how you think A Song of Fire and Ice is going to end. Now, I think everybody has like their different theories. Like there's the weird theory that like Jon Snow and Daenerys are going to team up. And, you know, there's the theory that, like, some people will say that Arya is going to become the queen. You know, like, there's all kinds of theories out there. I feel like you've researched it the most. So I would love to hear your theory and wax poetical as long as you want. I want to hear your theory of how you think Game of Thrones is going to end.
Well, it's such a... Okay, well, I should qualify. I'll give you my perspective as a book reader and not as a show watcher.
Got it.
Because I have no idea what the show is doing anymore. I watched season 5. I'm not entirely sure what direction the show is going in.
Mm-hmm. Are you gonna watch the show till the end?
Probably not.
Okay.
So I'm gonna let the show do its thing.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you the book perspective.
Great.
So right now where we are in the books, we have Tommen Baratheon, but actually Lannister, well, technically actually Waters, on the Iron Throne. Cersei and the Tyrells are fighting for power. Both queens are currently arrested in the captivity of the Faith under the High Sparrow. We've got Daenerys. She has just escaped Meereen. She is currently facing off Dothraki. We've got Jon Snow, who got some stabby stabs up at the Wall. And where's it going to go from there? Well, I think...
Oh, and by the way, I'm sorry, we completely forgot this. If you haven't figured it already, major spoilers. I'm sorry.
We said that
after the spoilers, but like, I mean, I don't know.
We said we were going to talk about the end, so you can assume that we're going to...
If we ruin the book for somebody, whoops!
Also, this is all 5 years ago, so is it really spoilers at some point?
I don't know. Whatever. Continue, Nina, sorry.
Okay, so... I have a strong feeling. Well, we also have a figure, Aegon. Aegon, who is calling himself Aegon Targaryen, the son of Rhaegar, whom everyone thought had gotten his head smashed against a wall by Gregor Clegane. Well, he's turned up on the shores of Westeros and is trying to claim his birthright. Now, I have a pretty strong feeling that the end of the Winds of Winter is going to see Aegon on the Iron Throne as King Aegon VI.
Interesting. Okay.
Yes. Meanwhile, Daenerys is off in Essos. Now, there had been something way, way back in A Game of Thrones. It had been prophesied among the Dothraki that eventually there would come the Stallion Who Mounts the World, the Khal of Khals, who would unite all the Khalasars under a single horde and conquer the world. I think that Khal of Khals is Daenerys herself.
Interesting. Okay.
I think that she's going to unite the Khalasars, or at least a good portion of the Khalasars, come back to Meereen. Now, here's another fun thing happening. Meereen is currently in a war with Yunkai, another city in Slaver's Bay. And who has landed to help the Meereenese forces? Well, that's the Ironborn, the Greyjoys.
Yay, I love the Greyjoys.
sort of. So the leader of the Greyjoys right now is a man by the name of Euron Greyjoy. Euron is a crazy person. Euron is super evil. Euron, I think, right now the leader of the Iron Fleet that's going to Meereen is Euron's younger brother, Victarion, who is, as George R. R. Martin puts it, dumb as a stump. So he has a horn called Dragon Binder that he's going to try and use to get one of Daenerys' two remaining dragons under his control. I think that Euron has actually bound that horn to himself. Euron, or Victarion, is going to find himself burned alive. And Euron is going to take that dragon. Daenerys, gonna come back to Meereen, find Euron Greyjoy riding one of her dragons.
Really?
Saying, how's life going, Toots? I think that she is going to marry Euron to get a fleet to take her home. Mm. And so with her very, what would you call it? Lots of different people in her band. She's got Dothraki, she's got Sellswords, she's got Myrinese, she's got Unsullied, and now she's got the Ironborn. They're going to sail back to Westeros, and I think the end of the Winds of Winter
is the next book.
Right, which is the next book, is going to end with Daenerys landing on her home place, or her birthplace of Dragonstone, and planning her invasion of Westeros.
Interesting.
Now the thing is, Aegon, he's not going to want to share the Iron Throne with Daenerys. They're going to fight, and I think that during this fight, you'll recall that wildfire that I mentioned under King's Landing.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think Daenerys is going to accidentally set that off and blow up the entire city. It would be really fitting for Daenerys. He's the first of the Targaryens built King's Landing. The last of the Targaryens will destroy King's Landing.
Interesting.
I like the poetic justice of that.
Can I have a quick question for you?
Interject all you want.
Of the two, Daenerys and I'm sorry, the guy who you thought...
Aegon.
Who actually has the right to the throne?
Well, that's an interesting question now, isn't it? Because if Aegon is truly who he says he is, and he's the son of Rhaegar, well, then Aegon has way more of a right to sit the throne than Daenerys did.
Okay.
Because the Targaryens weren't super into girls on the Iron Throne, especially after the dance. They were kind of a no girls allowed policy.
And real quick, sorry to interrupt, Nina. You may be hearing in our audio a weird alarm. It's okay. We're not in a fire.
But one of the buildings across from us.
One of the buildings across from us has a faulty bell, and it's going off right now. And we're having a good conversation, and we say, screw that bell. So there you go. All right. Continue.
Now, it is, however, widely speculated that Aegon is actually a false pretender. He is not who he says he is.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I think... Oh, and by the way, Tyrion... In the books, he's currently with the Second Sons, Sellsword Company, fighting in that war outside Meereen. He's going to join up with Daenerys. Tyrion also at one point joined up with Aegon. So I think he's going to encourage this war between Daenerys and Aegon so that he can get his claim to Casterly Rock, which is what he really wants, and to see the Lannisters destroyed, because he also really wants that.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, because I've kind of thought, like, in the show right now, I kind of feel that they sped up the Tyrion storyline. Like, I think
they absolutely did.
Yeah, I think we're gonna see Tyrion do the stuff that he's doing in the show right now in the next book.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Because Tyrion, you kind of always knew from the last book that Tyrion's probably going to meet Daenerys.
Yeah.
But I think the show was just like, get him there. All right. So Nina, what do you think is going to happen with the Night's Watch and the giant war up there and old Jon Snow?
Well, old Jon Snow. Now, here's the thing. The prologue of A Dance with Dragons, that was the last published book. Every prologue is a one-off character, like a minor character that was previously introduced. And this prologue taught us a lot about warging and how warging works. And we learn that when you die, you can warg into another animal and it's sort of a save spot, if you will.
that's a great analogy,
actually. That's so good.
Now, it's not totally foolproof because the longer you stay in an animal, the less human you will become and the more animal-like you will become.
It's like animorphs.
It is exactly like Animorphs. Anyway, Jon Snow, I think, has sort of saved into Ghost as his backup file. However, Melisandre in the books is still at the Wall. And she is there with little Princess Shireen. Now, I think when she gets news of Stannis, who will supposedly be dead in this battle that he's going to have with Ramsay, he acknowledges that there's going to be reports put out that he's dead. I think Melisandre is going to get this news. And here, oh, well, he was never Azor Ahai reborn. It was always Jon. So I think he is going to sacrifice Shireen, burn her alive, in order to resurrect Jon.
Hmm.
Not knowing, of course, that Jon has sort of saved into Ghost, because that's the other thing about resurrection, right? Like, the longer you leave someone dead, the less like themselves that they are when they get resurrected.
And in Game of Thrones magic rules, if they try to resurrect Jon and they don't know that he's warged into Ghost, will that not work?
Well, the thing is, you can resurrect someone who hasn't warged into something. So, like, Beric Dondarrion, he's resurrected 7 times.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the more times he's come back from the dead, the less of himself he remembers. He doesn't even remember who his parents were at this point. So I think that Jon will retain more of his memories and personality because he went into Ghost versus if he had been dead and then resurrected. Because also, spoilers, Catelyn Stark, who had been killed at the Red Wedding, well, she is resurrected by Beric himself. He sacrifices himself to raise Catelyn. But she had been 3 days dead. So when she resurrects, there's nothing of her former personality that remains.
Yeah, she's Lady Stoneheart, right?
She is Lady Stoneheart, and she's simply out for vengeance.
I will say, though, that is one of the things that I think the show... I kind of like that the show kind of didn't do that. I kind of do.
Oh, I wanted to see her again.
Oh, really?
I really like that actress in that part and more Starks.
But you wanted to see zombie Catelyn Stark?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Can she go murderize people? Like, that'd be cool.
I do think she's going to have a final face-off with Jaime, though.
Okay.
Jaime's sole chapter in A Dance with Dragons, at the end of it, he meets up with Brienne. Now, Brienne says, I found Sansa, but you have to come or the Hound will kill her. We know that she's lying. She hasn't actually found Sansa. In fact, she's been sent out by Lady Stoneheart to either be killed or find Jaime and bring him back to her.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to bring Jaime to him. And I think Lady Stoneheart is going to force Jaime to fight in a trial by combat with Brienne as her champion.
Mm, interesting.
So have Jaime and Brienne fight. I think that Brienne will sacrifice herself so that Jaime can eventually kill Lady Stoneheart.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we kind of got off a little into Jaime. You do think Jon Snow's coming back?
Yes. Jon Snow will 100% be resurrected.
Yes. I agree. I agree with you.
I do too. Because I think there's no way that you spend that much time with a character and then don't keep him around. And B, we've already seen pictures of him on set, so kind of gives it away.
I want to point out for our listeners too. I have read the books as well, all the way through 6. Five. And I forget a lot of the characters' names because there's so many. So I'm not as smart as Nina in this world. Okay, so what do you think? Okay. This is the most curious part, and especially, and I want to bring up the show because they did a scene that is not in the books. So we see the White Walkers,
right?
And we see a scene where they took the baby,
right?
And they put him in some weird temple made of stones, right. And then they turn that baby into a White Walker,
right?
Now that's nowhere in the books,
not even a little bit.
Yes, now. What do you think is going to happen with this giant zombie war that's coming?
Well, it's hard, right? So the others are an omnicidal force. They want to kill, as the 1993 pitch letter for the series said, they want to kill everything we think of as life.
Guys, this is why Nina is an expert. She's pulling out the pitch letter.
They want to kill everything we think of as life, not just humans, animals, plants, everything. So I think the others are going to march south. The wall is coming down eventually, whether that's in The Winds of Winter or Dream of Spring. It's going to come down.
Dream of Spring is the last book, correct?
Is the last book.
Got it.
Yes.
We'll see that in 15 years.
6 to 7.
Yeah.
And I think the others are going to march south, south of the wall. I don't know how far they will get.
You don't think they make it to King's Landing?
I don't think they'll focus on King's Landing because the others are not a political. First of all, I think King's Landing is going to be destroyed by that
yes.
point.
Will they get to Winterfell, I guess, is the question.
Now, that's, I think, is a very likely place. I think Winterfell was named because 8,000 years ago, that was where the others last fell. But I don't know if they will make it farther south than that. Daenerys has a dream that she is at the Trident, and she's fighting ice monsters, and she melts them with dragon fire. Whether that's actually prophetic or not, who knows?
And just for my geographic sense, where exactly is the Trident in relation to Winterfell?
Okay, so Winterfell is in the north, the former kingdom of the north.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't want to say it's the center of the north. The north is a very big place.
Yeah, but the Trident's still in the north.
No, the Trident is, so you have the north, you have the neck, which is bogs and swamps and all that stuff. And then south of the neck is the body of Westeros. The Trident is a series of three rivers that come together in the aptly named Riverlands. And at the Ruby Ford of the Trident was where Rhaegar and Robert fought.
And is that not close to where the Tully's stronghold is?
Riverrun is in the Riverlands. I'm not sure exactly where Riverrun is relative to the Ruby Ford. It's not particularly close to there. Dairy is close to there, but not particularly to Riverrun.
Okay. Well, that's
south of Winterfell.
We get it. Yeah. All right. So, final question, Nina. What do you think? Just speculation. There's two questions for you. One, who do you think rules Westeros at the very, very end? And then, well, I guess that's the only question. I got another one. What do you think would be? What would you like to see as the final scene in A Song of Fire and Ice?
So to the first question, I don't think there will be a united Seven Kingdoms at the end of the story. I think that with King's Landing destroyed will be destroy the idea that this country can be ruled as one realm. I think it will split apart again into a lot of separate realms as it was before the Targaryens came. I envision for the end of the story that the last chapter is Bran, that he is in what Bloodraven is doing right now. So you remember at the end of season 5 where he goes to that weird cave.
And he meets the weird dude in the trees.
Right, the weird dude in the tree that they did terribly, but that's a different story.
Mm-hmm. He's Max von Sydow in the new season.
He's Max von Sydow now. that is Bloodraven, who's a character in himself. But he's essentially become fused into the Weirwood network, so he can kind of see everything that's going on with the Weirwoods. I think Bran will adopt a similar role, and I think the last chapter in the series will be set far in the future, with Bran sort of plugged into the same role, and he's seeing through the Weirwood what's happened in Westeros in the years since the Second Battle for the Dawn.
Interesting. Oh, that's a good. I could get behind that.
That's all right. Cool, man.
Now let me ask you this. All right. This is true. Final question. I'm sorry because you sparked another question. Final question.
I will take questions for the next several hours.
We have Sansa. Right. Sansa.
I say Sansa. Other people say Sansa.
Oh, let's go. Okay.
I don't care.
Yep. All right. And I don't care. All right. Sansa, Arya, Jon, and Bran. The only Stark children.
Rickon.
Oh, and Rickon, who's kind of forgotten. Rickon. Those five Stark children out there.
Right.
Do they meet again ever? In your opinion.
I would like to say that Bran will not meet any of them again.
That's what I think too, yeah.
I will hope Jon and Arya meet again. And I think if one of the scenarios I think happens, I think it could be that they meet again. I don't think Sansa will meet them again. Rickon...
What happened to Rickon? What's your theory on that?
Oh,
no, she knows. We talked about it on Twitter. Rickon?
Oh, we did? Okay, well, where's Rickon?
Rickon is with Osha, the wildling, on an island called Skagos off the eastern coast of the north. Skagos is nominally under the fealty of Winterfell, but it is pretty insular as an island goes, and its people are rumored to be unicorn riders and cannibals.
Oh, and that's just where he lives?
And that's where, well, that's where he was taken by Osha after Winterfell was burned by Ramsay Snow.
Do you think he's forever out of the story?
No, I think because in Dance with Dragons, Wyman Manderly sends Davos to Skagos to get Rickon back. He says that's the only way he will acknowledge Stannis as king is if he gets Rickon back.
Oh, I forgot about that. I forgot about that. Yeah. Okay.
So I think Davos will bring him back. However, I don't think he'll survive because his wolf's name is Shaggy Dog. No one name a character Shaggy Dog if it's not going to be a Shaggy Dog story.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going. Back to the Disney. All right. All right, Nina, this has been fascinating. You've given me some interesting theories about Game of Thrones, and I'm probably just going to flat out admit it right now when I'm talking to my friends at our geeky cocktail parties. I'm probably going to use your theories and claim them as my own. So apologies right now.
I am 100% okay with that. Again, lovely patrons, I would go on for another 5 hours about talking about Sapphire.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us on this Geek History Lesson Extra, Nina.
Of course.
All right, guys. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And be seeing ya, monkeys.